about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I won't tell you about my last couple days. Nah, you know what? I will. I will. Everything went well. Mother's Day was amazing. Not only did the kids remember, but they got me stuff I could actually use. You know, none of this soap on a rope or ashtray type of thing. I mean, you know, it was really cool. I could actually, you know, because you always, you know, fake using their gifts to, you know, to make them look happy. Like, oh, you made me a duct tape purse, which is really cool. One year, one of the kids made me a purse out of duct tape. I thought that was really cool. But of course I can't use it. You know, you can't wear duct tape. I mean, I guess it could match my scrubs. But anyway. The only thing is, you know, we talk about back pain on this show a lot. And, you know, we talk about a lot of ailments. And basically, I've told many of you listeners to don't knock it until you've tried it. Now, not that I want any of you trying it, but remember how I said people don't understand a migraine until they've had a migraine? People don't understand what hemorrhoids are until they go through them. Well, I threw out my back, and this is probably the first time I threw it out really severe. And they yell like, oh, Dahlia, we don't want to hear about your old butt throwing your back out. Well, you know what? If some of you are young out there, maybe you should listen. Okay? Because I always had a little back issues here and there because, you know, I used to run and ski. But what I don't think a lot of you young people realize, and many of us older folk can kind of tell you, is when you throw out your back, and I've talked about this on the show, and I know nobody really, you know, listens or cares unless they've gone through it, but I'm going to tell you something as simple as my standing up to give my mom a hug, right, on Mother's Day, my bouncing my butt back down on the chair, immediately I felt electricity, and I couldn't move, my back completely tightened up. So for the past 24 hours, I've barely been able to move. Now, I can't take off work, because I got rent to pay, we got air conditioning bills kicking up. I can't take off work. So luckily my patients are really cool. I canceled all my pap smears today and my prostate exams. I'm not joking because I can't bend. And I can raise my arms up. I just cannot move my back. Right now I'm set up in the studio. I got pillows. I mean, everybody in the studio is great. We got, I mean, everything set up for me, so I barely have to move. But you know, when you move, it catches. And for any of you that have ever incurred back pain or thrown your back out, you can't move. You don't want to move. But then you get into a position. Like right now, I am in a perfect position. If I don't have to move, if I don't have to push any buttons, thank God we got Kyle working the dials. If I don't have to scratch, I'm fine. Now, yes, I am going to have to use the bathroom. That's going to be a little bit of a pickle. But pickle park. Oh, I know. It's pickle park. Okay. All right. If I have to go 10-100 in pickle park, that is going to be a doozy. But, you know, I'm just going to tell you young people out there that have never hurt your back. Don't hurt yourself. All right. Because when you start to get your aches and pains when you're older, it isn't the, oh, I helped my friend lift a TV type of day that puts you out of work for a week. It's the, I got up to give my mom a hug, sat back down on the chair. That's all I did. You know, one of my patients the other day came in. She had blown her back just by sitting on a toilet seat that shifted. You know, if your vertebrae is aligned just the way it needs to be, but your back muscles are weak enough such that you could click out of place, you're going to be out for a week, 2 weeks, whatnot. And I know many of you are nodding, you know, nodding your head going, I know, I've been there. That was the most horrible thing, trying to walk out of the restaurant. Because remember, I pulled my back in the restaurant, sitting down. I couldn't even pretend it was anything heroic, like lifting weights, doing CPR on somebody. I mean, at least I could say I hurt my back, you know, doing some heroics. But I had to I was eating a fish dinner, right, with some chocolate. I mean, that's really all people witnessed me doing, and I practically have to be carried out of the restaurant on a gurney. It was absolutely embarrassing. And, you know, luckily, as I'm doing the walk of shame out of the restaurant, you know, people are like, look, I've been there. I understand. I've been there. It just, all I could tell you if you haven't experienced back pain or throwing your back out, just don't hurt your back. Don't be, you know, don't be doing things that knocks your back out of alignment. If you do knock your back out of alignment, make sure you get good back health. I mean, I didn't meet my husband till probably 10, 15 years of wear and tear on my back because my husband's a chiropractor. And so, no, I was a good girl. Yeah, what caused the wear and tear, Dr. Dahlia? You don't need to know about that. But the, you know, running, it was athletics. It was sports. I even taught weightlifting. You know, I just love sports. I did so many different types, and I just, you know, ruined my back. And, you know, then I started meeting my husband, but I still didn't have time to do therapy. I was on the wards, et cetera. So all I could say is while your back is healthy, make sure you learn how to do back exercises, strengthening exercises. You don't want to go to the doctor when you're sick. That's the worst time. You don't want to go when you have a rotator cuff tear or you need the knee replacement. Go before you're at that point. Ladies, those of you wearing high heels all the time, stop it. Because I'm going to tell you, the high heels is what wrecked my back also. All right, now, I think I'm okay. I got the pillows and, you know, maybe I'll take a muscle relax. And I don't want to do it during the show because then I'll be doggy like this. I got to be careful. All right? And Lord knows my ratings don't need a muscle relaxant taken, Dr. Dahlia. But it's good. I mean, I loaded up on ibuprofen, so probably my reflux is going to act up. But I'm sorry you guys had to hear all that. But I need you to know that I'm not sitting here preaching about good back health and good musculoskeletal health because I'm reading from a textbook to you all. All right, I experience this stuff too. And once you experience it, you really understand what we're talking about. You know, you understand the muscle spasms. You understand what people are going through. And, you know, many, many of you truckers that are out there, I would say maybe talk to your doctor about getting a good lumbar support. Because, again, if something as simple as sitting down, oh, try driving with back pain. I'm spasming every 5 minutes, and I almost had to pull over the car. It was almost like when I was 16 having menstrual cramps learning how to drive. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We got a busy show this hour talking about sleepwalking. I guess 1 in 3 in the U.S. have admitted to sleepwalking. Really? Also, it looks like those of you thinking about liposuction, you're going to deposit fat elsewhere. Well, we know that, but possibly worse type of unhealthy fat. So we're going to talk about that. Also, I guess they're going to come up with a virtual colonoscopy that is laxative-free, so you don't have to do that prep, which is kind of nice because most people, you know, it's bad enough having a rectal tube inserted. When you still get a rectal tube inserted, you know, with the virtual colonoscopy. We'll talk about the virtual colonoscopy and what goes in and what goes out. I'll try to really delineate this pictorially for you. And then I guess researchers have found the oldest piece of porn. A 37,000-year-old piece of porn. So we're going to talk about that. Oh, I have it on my Facebook. Just please wait till the show. You know, you guys shut off the show to go to my Facebook to see these things. Look, yeah, go on my Facebook or go on my Twitter throughout the day. Usually a lot of what I talk about on air, I will put, you know, so then you have a frame of reference. Because I know many of you, you know, you have to go 10-100 or 10-200 and you pull over and, you know, you miss a lot. You miss a lot. All right. Also, not only can you follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, you can follow me on Facebook. And I do apologize. I'm having back spasms. So if I sound a little out of breath, it hurts, but I know I'm in labor. I am contracting. Honestly, now you men All right, when you guys have those back spasms, imagine that. Okay, if you want to imagine childbirth, imagine that in the front, okay? Coming in waves, but the waves last a minute to 2 minutes. I mean, some of you, you get grabbed, that muscle grab, and you could, like, maybe blow it out, you know, and do Lamaze for about 5 seconds. But imagine that type of pain lasting for a whole minute, minute and a half, right? And then on top of that, the feeling like you have to defecate, right? Really bad, and you can't go. That's what it feels like in labor, all right? So now you men know. It's a kidney stone type of feeling, except both sides. All right, you guys got that now? Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, we had to reschedule pap smears today because I blew my back. And, you know, people are calling going, okay, well, then I'll do the pap smear tomorrow. Put me in for diet schedule tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to be better by tomorrow. All right, I don't know how long this is going to take. Yeah, I should probably ask you guys, how long does it take for your back, you know, spasm to wear down? I mean, most of my patients, it's a week or two. I can't stop doing pap smears for a week or two. I'll go broke. Not that you get paid to do pap smears, but, you know, we'll talk about the pap smear. That's always fun. Yeah, I could see other patients. I'm a family doc. I could do other things. But, and, you know, it's not really cough and cold season. It's not flu season. It's orifice season. We have people with rectal bleeding, and we have people that want paps. It's orifice season, and this is really eating into my orifices. You know what I meant? I meant the business. Oh, boy. Let's go. I have emails here. Hold on. Ryan from Ely, Nevada writes, Doctor, you were talking about rotator cuffs and surgery. You're from Ely? Ely, Nevada? Oh, that's cool. My doctor wants to do surgery without even trying physical therapy or an injection. Is that insane? I live in a small town. Oh, you do. And there are not many other doctors. What do you advise? Oh, I've always wanted to go to Ely, Nevada. Ely, Nevada's cool. Okay, so your doctor wants to go straight to surgery, no physical therapy or a corticosteroid injection. We spend a lot of time talking about rotator cuffs. I'm wondering if the MRI was really, really bad. I mean, if you have a significant tear, you know, sometimes I get this question a lot. Many of my patients will say, Dahlia, my doctor wants to jump to surgery. Why? Does he have a car payment? Well, not always. I mean, you know, sometimes those doctors that are really honest and upfront saying, look, you know, I could dink around with physical therapy and injections, you know, and make you go for weeks, but it looks like ultimately you need this. You know, sometimes that's what the doctor's doing, and bless them for doing it. You know, I don't like giving people false hope, saying, well, you know, maybe we could try, you know. But for other people, yes, a physical therapy or a steroid injection can help. But then we talked about rotator cuffs, so I won't review it too much. You know, I would always try conservative first. The problem with this, and your email, unfortunately, Ryan, is I don't know how bad your rotator cuff tear could be. I mean, if it looks pretty significant, you know, you can inject cortisone as the day is long. The anti-inflammatory will help with pain, but somebody's got to finally fix that tear. And remember what I talked to y'all about. If you're going to do something medically, maybe do it now before later, because we don't know what insurance is going to cover. So, but yes, I have had cases where people say the doctor wants to jump to surgery and they didn't even give me a trial of physical therapy or anything. Well, you got a point. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Not right now. I just thought I'd throw that in since you were talking about it.
Oh, okay. With shoulder? Oh, he's gone. Okay, well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know why we do therapy. You know, people are like, well, Dahlia, if I have a meniscal tear on my knee or if I have a tear on my shoulder, you know, a shoulder tear, what would moving do? Well, remember, a lot of times your pain is from your muscle and the strain and the sprain such that, you know, we want to do strengthening. Like, for example, I think what went wrong with my back is my back was kind of weak. You know, I used to have a much stronger back, so something as simple as my sitting back on the chair messed me up. And so strengthening the muscles around the injury is never bad. Also, increasing your range of motion. Listen, if you have a shoulder issue, you're not going to want to move your shoulder. Well, that just makes the situation worse. How many of you guys have had a frozen shoulder? or adhesive capsulitis, where you basically, you know, you're inflamed, and then the inflammation causes a little bit of fibrosis and adhesive tissue there, and then you don't want to move it some more, and then it gets to the point where you can't move it. And then we have to do something called manipulation under anesthesia, where we have you under, and then we actually try to move your shoulder because the physical therapist can't do it because you're in too much pain. So with physical therapy, there's so many modalities that physical therapists use that I think is extremely helpful when you have any type of orthopedic injury. However, if you do have a Frank tear, okay, yeah, we always call it Frank. Poor Frank. Frank always gets, you know, the heat of the stuff. But if you have a Frank gross type of tear, sometimes, yeah, there's only so much therapy to do, and we need to surgically go in and fix it. So I think, you know, I, like I said, you can always get a second opinion, but also, you know, if you need to have surgery done, sometimes you don't want to dink around too much with the injections, because sometimes the steroid can actually weaken some of the tissues. And if you're going to get operated on, get operated on. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So quickly, 1 in 3 people have admitted to sleepwalking. All right. You guys saw the movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and, gosh, I forget the other guy's name, but he's so talented. He's also in Chicago. He's also in Talladega Nights. Shake and bake. Anyway, okay, so they, you know, did a spoof on sleepwalking, and then they would, you know, stuff pillows in the oven and go through people's purses. I don't know what they did. And then when you woke them up, they were screaming. Well, apparently, they say sleepwalking is actually more common than we think, and it could signify an underlying sleep disorder, or it could signify underlying depression, obsessive compulsive, where basically in the middle of your REM cycle, you get up and you start walking, yet you still sleep. You know, you'll look at people, but your eyes will be glazed and you don't know what's going on. And I'm always asked, well, you know, we can't wake them up because then they'll scratch. And I go, you can wake up a sleepwalker. You can. But many times you don't have to. Everybody's always afraid to wake up a sleepwalker because of that movie. And, you know, but what you do is if you do have somebody walking around sleepwalking, right? One is, I mean, you may want to try to keep them confined. You know, make sure the bedroom door is closed. You don't want to lock them in the bedroom door just in case there's a real fire. But you want to make sure there's nothing around the floor that they could trip on. You want to make sure, like, if somebody broke a glass, you actually threw it outside. Don't have the broken glass sitting there in a lawn bag in the middle of the kitchen, that kind of thing. Because remember, people are going to get up, they're not going to notice. You may even want a gate by the stairs, because some of these people will navigate the stairs, sometimes they won't. And you could actually die falling down the stairs and breaking your neck. But if you do see your loved one wake up sleepwalking, gently turn them in the direction of their bed and get them back into bed. If they have resistance and you feel like you have to wake them up, don't start like shaking them. Wake up, because that will agitate them and they may fight back. But then just make loud noises like, you know, whatever. And they'll wake up. Oh, I can't do that. My back. Okay, anyway, you know how to make loud noises. No, not that noise. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess in breaking news today, they said that people thinking about getting a colonoscopy and opt for the virtual colonoscopy may not have to do the laxative prep. Yay! Yee-haw! Ooh-ee. Now, all right, everybody hold the phone here. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Okay, do you guys understand what these virtual colonoscopies are? All right. These virtual colonoscopies are pretty cool. All right. You have the regular colonoscopy, and then they have the virtual colonoscopy. The regular colonoscopy is where you do a prep for a day or two. A lot of times you have to avoid, heavy foods and meats or dairy. And then the day or two before your procedure, you go on liquids, clear liquids or chicken broth. Then you have to take some magnesium citrate or, some colase and some prep that'll make you poop for probably 5-6 hours to clean out your bowel, because we need your bowel spotless. Now, that's what we do for the regular colonoscopy. Then they take the camera. And we've talked about incomplete preps and poo-poo, and we've spent a significant amount of time on that, right? Do I need to go over bowel preps? And no. Okay. All right. Good. Y'all got that. Now, the virtual colonoscopy came out, I think, around 2001, 2002. Started to be more widespread, where you could go into a radiology establishment, and they would do a CAT scan. Now, you still needed a rectal tube for contrast. You still needed to do the prep to clean out the bowel, but then they would CAT scan you. Then after they, and it's called virtual colonoscopy because with the CAT scan, they were able to make a computer cartoon or image of the inside of the colon. Now, even though this 3D-dimensional virtual colonoscopy had a pretty good sensitivity, it could pick up at least 90% of precancerous polyps, many people, were still iffy on that because, the whole purpose of them not doing the real colonoscopy was so they didn't have to have anything in the rectum and so they didn't have to do a prep. And you still needed to do a prep and still have to have some sort of a rectal process with the virtual colonoscopy. So virtual colonoscopy didn't take off as much as I thought it would. For somebody like me, I never did the virtual because I don't think I would qualify. With my high family history, if there was a blip on the virtual colonoscopy, I'd have to go and see the GI doctor anyway and get the real thing done. So at that point, I'm like, I don't need, rectal contrast and prep being done twice. I'll just do it the first time. But many people who were at low risk, they liked the idea, but they disliked that they still had to go through the whole prep procedure. Well, now they think they could actually do a laxative-free prep, so more people would be more willing to get scanned. Okay, now let me see how they're doing it. From what I understand, you have a low-fiber diet, and I guess there's a contrast agent that will label fecal material. So you eat this low contrast agent, and it will be picked up by your feces. It labels the feces. It says in big words, poop. Now, all right, such that your poo-poo can still be in the colon when they scan you. Now, my only concern about this is, remember, when the doctors are looking at these virtual colonoscopies, okay, They need to look for a blip, I call it, either a lack of contrast or an area that stands out. My only worry is if you are in the supine position where you're on your back and much of your feces, unless it's sticky, of course, I don't care if you're eating. Who eats during the Dr. Dahlia show? You guys are not supposed to be eating. All right, we talk about a variety of things. Wait till we talk about the oldest porn. 37-year-old piece of porn. You better put your sandwich down. Anyway, let's say your feces is not sticking to the top, but you're lying supine so it falls to the bottom. How can you be sure that it's not covering something up? And remember, some of your feces is surrounded by nuts. I mean, I see a lot of your poop. You have, especially some of you nature eaters, there's pieces of nature within the poop. So my only concern is are you, so don't get too excited about this. I just don't know if a laxative-free virtual colonoscopy leaving the stool there, even though it is tagged, okay, remember we used to play tag in school? That's what they're doing. They're tagging your feces. Yep. I just don't know if it's going to be as accurate as we need it to. But you don't have to worry about that, people. All right? That's my job. All right, Dr. Dahlia, I have to sit down with experts in the field, and we have to just sit there and hash this out. And you all just relax, and you don't have to worry about this. It's my job, and we'll decide if this is something that is good for your colon or not. All right, and then I will share that with you. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so what is this? 37,000-year-old porn was found. I don't know. Apparently, anthropologists working in the south of France, well, of course, believe they have discovered the oldest example of cave art on a 1.5 metric ton block limestone. From what I understand, it's kind of hard to tell, but it's a circle with an attachment that they believe is a woman's vulva. The carvings date back to 37,000 years ago. Maybe it was a gynecologist teaching medical students. The carvings date back to 37,000 years ago in the areas of Aubrey Castanet and Aubrey Blanchard. Both sites where some of the earliest examples of mankind living in the European continent have been discovered. Okay, I'm looking at this. This does not look like a vulva to me. I mean, there's a circle with a phallus. I'm wondering if that's supposed to be male. No, they say it's female. I don't know what women look like 37,000 years ago, but I would think you have an innie and an outie, and the girls would have an innie and the boy would have an outie. But this is like an outie to me. The research reported in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences shows the artwork to be approximately 37,000 years old and offers rich evidence of the role art played in the daily lives of early, oh, I can't pronounce this, Aurignacian humans. All right, well, why do they think it's porn? Hundreds of personal ornaments have been discovered, animal teeth, shells, ivory, soapstone beads, engravings, and paintings on limestone slabs. Okay, so now the question is why were they drawing a vulva? I'm going to go out on a limb and say I really don't care. I mean, I think anthropology is cool. I do. And, you know, I think it's interesting to find mummies and to find bacteria. Like, remember they found one mummy to have Lyme disease? I think that stuff is really cool. But when they start going back and trying to look at images and say, well, what our caveman brethren did was look at porn, I just think that's just going a little too far. And you want to know what? I don't think I want to know. I don't. I want to think that the caveman people were, you know, designing houses and figuring out how to make babies and deliver babies and, you know, doing early medicine. That's how I want to remember my caveman days. I really don't want to imagine them, somebody, you know, etching out a vulva on a piece of limestone and then them all giggling. Yeah, I don't really think I need that. I like history. I like to think of it. You know how nobody thinks of history the same way. Most two people don't. I mean, they'll look at a movie, you know, like Braveheart and go, okay, that's probably how it looked. Or they'll look at some of the, you know, Civil War movies and go, okay, that's how the Civil War must have looked. But most of us, we kind of have our own image of what things were back in history. And we do. And we take those images and we come up with a conglomerate of it. And it's just a little happy place. And I'm just, you know, oh, Kyle's got a good point. Why did they need porn if they were mostly naked? Well, maybe whoever was naked didn't look that good, so somebody drew what an ideal would look like. Good point, Kyle. That's for a sociologist to determine. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, I love these types of emails. Doctor, I need a huge favor. My 8-year-old son listens to you as we drive home every afternoon. He never washes his hands properly. And if you read this on air, he will blank his pants. His name is Jacob. Please do this for me. Okay, so you want me to yell at your kid? All right, Jacob, listen up. First of all, I don't know if I'd have Jacob listen because we just talked about the 37,000-year-old piece of porn. But that's okay. That's okay. All right. Jacob's 8 years old. Boy, he's getting an education. Yeah, Jacob, you got to wash your hands. First of all, you listen to your mama. All right. There's going to be many women in your life. Can I go off on a tangent here? All right, Jacob's 8 years old. There's going to be many women in your life. But the only woman who really is going to look out for you is your mama, okay? You can't do better than your mama. Yeah, you're going to have to get married. You're going to have to have kids, right? Right. But remember your mama. So you got to listen to your mama. If she says to wash your hands, you wash your hands. If she says to wash your face, you wash your face. If she says to clean your tushy, you clean your tushy. But you do what your mama says. That's just, it's just it's the law, okay? My boys know that too. They don't. And when they violate the law, all right, there's repercussions, but for the most part, they realize that what mama says is law. Now, remember, you don't want to wash your hands halfway. Okay, when you wash your hands, we tell everybody to sing the happy birthday song. Happy birthday to you. No, not that one. The regular happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, by the time you finish, yeah, no Marilyn Monroe in it. By the time you finish the happy birthday song, then you could pretty much stop. But don't just sit there running water when you wash your hands. You know what? This goes for adults, too. Okay? Yeah, the happy birthday song, happy birthday to you, that one, all right, and then, and you use soap, you gotta get under your nails. I look at my kids' nails, they're black, they have dirt and grime and, I don't know, old chocolate, I smell them, and you need to wash under your nails. Moms, have a nail brush. And no, I know the kids are gonna say, I don't want to get a manicure, just have a nail brush, teach them how to brush under their nails. You know, I don't understand why nobody washes their nails anymore. All right? So both backside of hands, front side of hands, front side of your hands, scrubbing between the fingers, nails, clean running water, nothing happens in the toilet, and then use a towel to dry them. Do not dry your hands on your muddy shirt. Okay, Jacob? All right, and listen to your mama. And tell your mama she's got really good choice on radio. Listen to the Dr. Dolly show. All right, that was good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, now this is kind of interesting. They're saying Japan will not have any children under 15 by the year 3011. They're saying in about 99 years, the Japanese people could be on their way to extinction and be extinct within 1,000 years. No, wait a second. I'm sorry, but okay, I can't even do my math. You see what happens when you have back pain? Okay, let me read this because I'm messing this up. By the year 3011, which is 1,000 years, they'll be extinct. But they're saying before that, they're on their way. Okay, you got that? They say the population, boy, I'm screwing this up, of Japanese children. Can I talk about hand washing again? That was easier. They say the population of Japanese children age up to 14 currently stands at 16.6 million in the country, but it is shrinking at a rate of 1 every 100 seconds. They say at this rate, Japan will have no children left within a millennium. Well, people need to have more babies. If the rate of decline continues, they say we'll be able to celebrate the Children's Day public holiday on May 5th, as there will only be one child. I don't get that. But 100 seconds later, there will be no children left. They say 1975 was the year where Japanese fertility rate fell below 2. Most people are not having kids or having less than 2 kids. Okay, so they say this is urgent. Japanese government projects a birth rate will be just 1.35 children per woman within 50 years. I don't know what I would do with 0.35 of a child. I don't. Let me see. Also, the elderly population is growing, so they're having some difficulties in terms of younger people paying into the tax system to increase the pensions for the Japanese elder. They say the life expectancy in Japan is one of the highest in the world, and it's expected to rise from 86.39 years, which it was in 2010, to 90.93 years. And in 2060 for women, from 79.64 years to 84.19 years. Oh, for men. Am I really messing this up? Women have a higher life expectancy. They believe by 2060 it'll be at 90, and men 84. All right, so what do you do? Obamacare. No, you do not do Obamacare. Who said that? Who said that? I'm not even going to let you listen to my show if you think Obamacare is going to fix Okay, well, you got a point. What did Obamacare do? Obamacare made young allowed young people to be on their parents' policy so they could put money into the system, right? Yeah, I know. I'm not stupid. But here's the thing. If people are having less children, then, you know, you still need to crank out the babies. You know, I mean, I love my kids, but I really probably should have had 2 more just because someone's going to have to take care of me and my husband. Right? I mean, if you think my having a career in medicine or radio is going to support me later, you got another thing coming. Not going to happen. All right, so that's what's happening in Japan. Oh, okay. Let's talk about deep belly fat and liposuction. This is a fun one. I need to include an audio of what liposuction sounds like for you all one day. Talk about having a problem eating your sandwich. Wait till I do that. Anyway, we've talked about liposuction, okay? If you're going to make fat, you're going to make fat. And you're going to deposit fat, okay? You know, whether you liposuction or not, you are going to deposit fat. So you can try to liposuction under your neck, under your chin, in your abdomen area, near your tushy, upper thighs, back fat. But the problem is you're still going to deposit fat. And Brazilian researchers found that within months of having abdominal liposuction, the fat taken away from your stomach, the abdominal area, they're seeing an increase in visceral fat. Now, visceral means the fat lines the organs. Well, remember we talked about that? That's not a healthy type of fat to have. We do not want fat around the organs. So apparently visceral fat puts you more at risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease as opposed to the superficial fat. Now, most people with a good amount of superficial fat have visceral fat, right? But trying to liposuction out your superficial fat won't help. Now, they asked, I guess the team is looking at if exercise will help. Yes, exercise does help, right? But it's harder to get rid of the visceral fat as opposed to the fat that's superficial. So one argument is don't induce the visceral fat deposit. If you're going to, try and lose weight and lose the fat naturally, because the visceral fat is more difficult to lose than the superficial fat. You get that? Nothing I want to hear today while I'm dealing with my back pain because I can't exercise or work out. I hate not being able to work out. And then I talk to you all about these stories where you can't be fat. And, you know, another issue that's happening now is many people that wish to donate organs can't if they're too obese. So now you have people willing to give organs, but if our population is as obese as it is, that's lowering the organ pool even more. So no matter what, we're going to have to figure out something with our obesity. I still don't want government to regulate the ho-hos. I like my ho-hos. I don't really want government involved. But I just think everybody needs to go home thinking that they're fat so they lose weight. Because most of us go home thinking we look good. And all this is sexy. And it could be sexy, but it's also unhealthy. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.